the Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Former Huskies football coach Don James is in the hospital. He's been suffering from gastrointestinal problems. James coached the Dub football team for 18 years, and he says his highlight was winning the 1991 National Championship. James is 80 now, and he says he feels it, but football's been in his blood since he started playing the game when he was a kid in Ohio.
You know, it was a big part of my life, and I idolized my high school coaches, and I decided then that of all the people that I was exposed to, I wanted to be like them, so I knew that coaching was what I wanted to do.
It's former UW football coach Don James, the man they call the Dog Father. He was hospitalized this week after suffering gastrointestinal problems. The Huskies routed Boise State last week in their home opener. A new poll released Tuesday ranks the previously unranked team at number 20. The Huskies have a bye this weekend. They play the University of Illinois next Saturday at Soldier Field in Chicago. Well, the official NFL season starts on Sunday, not to be confused with the very long preseason. And if you're a Seattle sports fan, time to perk up your ears, because according to all the sports know-it-alls, this year the Seahawks have a chance to go all the way to the Super Bowl. Freelance sports writer Seth Collins just written a Seahawks preview ebook. I asked him earlier today whether there really was a preseason buzz for this football team.
There definitely is. You know, it's not just local buzz, it's national buzz about the Seahawks. And the reason for it is the players that they have are really talented at every position, really young too. So it's a team not only that's set up to win this year, but in the years to come.
I was hoping that you could walk us back to the last game of last season, because that's sort of where the buzz started, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was really the last few games of the season where the Seahawks, they scored 50 points in consecutive games, which hadn't been done in 62 years. And then they get into the playoffs and are down 27-7 in the fourth quarter in Atlanta, come all the way back, score a touchdown to go up 28-27, and it looks like they're going to have this amazing, greatest comeback in NFL playoff history. And then Atlanta gets the ball back, gets two passes down the field, kicks a field goal, beats the Seahawks. So it was this kind of amazing comeback, but then this heartbreaking loss. But it got everyone, you know, you're really excited for next season. And even the Seahawks said that, you know, even in the post game with all the heartbreak of having lost, just how excited they were about the season coming up. And now it's finally here.
Well, we're talking about a team that went undefeated in the preseason. Things look really great. But you mentioned that this is a very young team. The man on the field that leads them, the quarterback, is barely out of college, sort of wet behind the ears. On the one hand, their bodies still work, but what else does youth bring to the table?
Well, it is this sort of speed and strength. And in the modern NFL, which has a salary cap, the younger the players, the less they make. So the more talent you can amass, if you have a lot of older players, they tend to make more money, and you can only have a few really good players at a time if you're going to have older players. So a younger roster is a cheaper roster. And that makes a big difference.
I know that the Seahawks spent a lot of money bringing a player called Percy Harvin to town, and then something happened.
Yeah, Percy Harvin signed the biggest, richest contract ever by a Seahawk. And without ever suiting up or practicing, it turns out that he has an injury in his hip, with his hip muscles, that is going to keep him out at least for half of the season. It's possible that he could play later in the year. But it's a big letdown. I mean, when they signed Percy Harvin, a lot of fans were very excited about the possibility of Harvin, who's incredibly fast and quick and would bring a lot to the offense. But now it sounds like we're going to have to wait.
Is it a problem? I mean, does some of the fizz go out of the preseason hype because Harvin's injured?
I think so, to a certain extent. I mean, people are still, you know, a lot of national publications are picking the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl, despite the fact that he's not going to be there. But yeah, I mean, if Harvin had been able to play in the preseason, I think the hype could have even been more extreme than it is now.
I think that's kind of hard to imagine, because
yeah, it is.
This is a city who has watched its baseball team ebb and flow, with a lot more ebbing than flowing. Folks got very excited last week when the University of Washington routed Boise State in the homecoming to their stadium. And we don't have basketball, so there's not a lot to look forward to if you are a big sports fan.
Yeah, the Seahawks are really, I mean, they're bringing a lot of excitement. And this is a team that, you know, 3 years ago was in a sort of a similar place to where the Mariners are. I mean, they didn't seem to really be going anywhere, but they brought in Pete Carroll, who's the head coach from USC. You know, really by focusing on younger players, he's really turned the team completely around. It's rare to feel as a Seattle fan that other fans in other cities are saying, gosh, we wish it could be like Seattle. But in the case of the NFL right now, that's very true.
Who's the main competition for the Seahawks?
The San Francisco 49ers. Part of the reason why the Seahawks, why people think maybe the Seahawks or Niners won't win the Super Bowl is because one or the other might knock one of them out.
Do they play the same style of ball?
In certain ways, yes. They're both kind of rugged teams, I would say, and young teams. This is just sort of the start, I think, of 4 or 5 years at least of a really, really exciting rivalry.
So a lot of the national pundits are picking Seattle to at least go to the Super Bowl. What's your call? How far can this team go?
The important thing is there's a lot of strange things that could happen in NFL season, but if they just make it into the playoffs, from that point, they can be Super Bowl champions.
Would you put money on this team?
17-2 right now in Vegas.
Wow.
If I was in Vegas right now, I probably would. Maybe not that much, because it's going to be too disappointing if they don't get in. I don't want to like hurt my feelings and my bank account.
Seth, thanks. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me.
Sure, no problem.
That's freelance sports writer Seth Colin. The Seahawks start the season Sunday at North Carolina, the home opener next Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. And just by the way, Seth told me that on the open market, tickets to that game are going as high as $5,500 a piece. This is the record.
Going up, coming down. Does he come down with it? Does Golden Tate have it? He's in the end zone. He has. Oh, my God, he's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks.